This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the partial federal government shutdown continues, FBI officials are saying a lack of money is compromising some major investigations. Top Coast Guard officials are expressing dismay that their personnel are not being paid. And though Democrats are sure to make sure they don't pass, the White House is still pushing the Senate to act on the president's proposal that could end the shutdown. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
the plan that the president laid out has come from a number of meetings that the president's had with both Republicans and Democrats. The plan includes things that Democrats have specifically said they wanted to see, things we know that they want.
Los Angeles public school teachers going back to the classrooms today, ending a strike after an overwhelming approval of the agreement it reached with the school district. The teachers get a 3% raise this year and a 3% retroactive pay hike. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky is open again today after it was shut yesterday because of security concerns and threats that were made against students there. That after some of the students turned up on a viral video that seemed to show them in a controversial incident at last week's March for Life, something they say was greatly misunderstood. One of the students, Grant Hillman, says today students have received a lot of threats, even individually.
The threats, they've been horrible. I've never heard such cruel things wished upon another human being. It ranges from getting locked inside a building and burned alive to sexually assaulted by the clergy members. It's just awful.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has agreed to testify before Congress about including a controversial citizenship question on the 2020 census form. He'll testify next month after a judge recently ordered the administration to remove that question. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Yesterday was the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion across the USA. And in New York State, lawmakers adopted a new law that protects a woman's right to have an abortion there, making all forms of abortion essentially legal. Republican State Senator Kathy Young says that means even expectant mothers will be at risk of having no recourse should they have an abortion as a product of an assault.
It ignores the fundamental right to carry a pregnancy to term because it guts from our law the criminal penalties used to punish those who seek to take that right away.
Meanwhile, an Iowa judge is striking down the state law there that bans most abortions as soon as a heartbeat's detected in a fetus. That law was seen as the most restrictive abortion law in the nation. The judge pointing to an Iowa Supreme Court ruling last year that said a woman's right to choose is a fundamental right. And in New York, they're very excited about former Yankee pitcher Mariano Rivera being selected for the Baseball Hall of Fame. The first time ever someone's been selected by a unanimous vote. The 42nd Street sign outside Grand Central Terminal has the 42 from the back of Rivera's jersey plastered on it. Mark Wurzel from the Grand Central Partnership says the star pitcher deserves to be honored for an amazing career. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. James Hersentime right now, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Hey, Mr. James, how we doing, buddy?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Hey. We have to laugh because otherwise our heads will explode. I mean, all things considered here. But, the good news is we know who's going to be in Super Bowl 53, right?
Yes, we do. We do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's kind of amazing because, the Los Angeles Rams kind of moved around. And L.A. sort of ignores their sports team, right. But they're kind of paying attention. Mm-hmm. But they kind of backdoored into it with a bad call by a referee.
I feel sorry.
For New Orleans Saints fans because certainly it's the worst call ever mm-hmm. in the history of professional playoffs. But it also is just so blatant on the tape. Mm-hmm. That I just think those referees aren't going to be able to live it down.
Well, that's a tough thing. When you become the story as opposed to the game, all you try to do is, as a referee, to be seamless. You don't want to be the reason for a team winning or losing like this. And so, this is, again, we're reminded that we're all human, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And referees do make mistakes. And I guess that particular type of call wasn't subject to a challenge, but mm-hmm. everybody saw it. They saw it because of the tape. But it's not, obviously, they're trying to get Roger Goodell to weigh in and even schedule a new game.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's...
Well, what is this? The Democrats are getting involved now? let's do a whole new game. We want to recount, huh?
No, it could be Putin. He may have done it.
Well, no doubt. I mean, because he's into everything else. I mean, he's got so much power. Maybe one of the refs are a Manchurian candidate there for Russia or something, you know? What can you say? So anyway, I gotta tell you, and it was a close game as well on the other side between the Pats and the Chiefs, and both games overtime. I mean, unbelievable.
I don't know if that's happened before in the NFC and AFC championships. Yeah, kind of similar patterns going into overtime and one in sudden death overtime. But amazing stuff.
Well, here it is. We got the Rams in New England on February the 3rd, Sunday, and then we have Gladys Knight. All she wants to do is go sing the national anthem, but in today's sensitivity, you're bound to offend any number of people.
Well, Gladys Knight, you know, she issued a statement and a public statement about her singing the national anthem. And in her statement, she mentioned the forbidden name of Colin Kaepernick.
Mm.
And what she said was that this idea of protesting police violence and injustice that Kaepernick wanted to do should be separate from the national anthem, and that what she wants to do is to bring back, these are her words, bring back the national anthem's voice.
Mm.
And actually, I love this because I can't think of anybody more perfect to restore the national anthem and help the NFL, which it did, by the way. Obviously, maybe the NFL should thank President Trump, but because the NFL at least got away from showing the protests during the national anthem, their numbers went back up, and the numbers for the playoff games were up like 10%. And I think that, you know, some of the fans that were staying away came back, but Gladys Knight doing this will really help. And, you know, this whole thing with Kaepernick has been a cloud,
mm-hmm.
even over the Super Bowl, because the halftime show had all this virtue signaling from celebrities in the entertainment business, people who are out there, big name people like Rihanna and Jay-Z, let it be known that, hey, don't call us to perform at the halftime show because we won't do it because of Colin Kaepernick, because they think he was mistreated, even though, of course, he was treated just like any other player who's gone cold.
Right.
And no longer is useful to the teams. But the fact is that a couple of people now are scheduled to be on the halftime show, including, you know, Adam Levine's group, Maroon 5. Mm-hmm. Adam Levine is the guy that's best known now as a judge for the television show The Voice.
Right.
And then a couple of rappers, to be honest with you, I've never heard these rappers, but they're very famous rappers, Travis Scott and a rapper whose name is Big Boy.
Right.
Big Boy. Now, all these people who've agreed to perform at the Super Bowl halftime are being slammed, just like Gladys Knight is being slammed, on social media by the far left and by Hollywood celebrities for being sellouts.
Right.
For not standing in solidarity with Kaepernick. And with his grievance, which, by the way, he has a pending grievance with the NFL where he alleges collusion. Of course, not Russian collusion.
Right, of course.
But collusion of the owners to keep him out and his talent away from the NFL. Just a ludicrous concept.
Right.
I mean, the NFL has players with criminal records, with drug busts, with with allegations,
domestic violence.
Yeah, right, if they can play football well, the NFL owners find a way, you know, to bring them in, and they have lots of mercy. So Colin Kaepernick, if he was really a good player, he was already washed up when he started this whole anthem protest, and of course.
Can we go back just a little bit? I mean, because what bothers me about this whole Kaepernick deal is that his whole protest has been fluid. It started out kind of goofy. He didn't understand what the heck he was protesting. You know, he's got socks with, pigs on it and, you know, representing police officers. I mean, he was all over the spectrum. And then all of a sudden, it's like the media kind of formed his argument a bit. And, and that's always bothered me because it's like, unless I've missed something and missed a memo along the way, I don't feel like he's had a cohesive position on this deal other than it has been a distraction from his, his ability to move the ball down the field.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, he started sitting, then he switched to kneeling, and he started protesting injustice in general, and then he made it into this protest against police abuse and police bias. And so, yeah, you're right. It was sort of formulated, by the seat of his pants, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But the big thing is, just like what was done recently with Gillette.
Yes,
we remember
exactly.
Nike did this thing by making him a poster boy of their signature advertising campaign. This was something that was reserved for people that had achieved merit and excellence in athletics. People like Muhammad Ali were poster boys. They give it to Colin Kaepernick because, you know, he almost destroyed the NFL.
Exactly. And hang on 1 second, James. We got to go to a quick break. I want to pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Herson after this.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Got pain. He's a pain, Dave. If you feel lost, he's a way. That's Promise back with you. Fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here with you. Good to have you along with us. James Hurston with us, New York Times bestselling author, legal analyst. And we're talking about Colin Kaepernick. And James, as you were saying right before we went to the break, this whole situation, you know, about social injustice and, you know, what Kaepernick has tried to express. And, you know, I even wrote a commentary about it several months back, is that why didn't he, you know, follow the lead of Kim Kardashian? I mean, she goes and talks to the president and actually does something about injustice and got a couple people out of jail. And what has he done?
Absolutely, and also played a role in passing new legislation.
Oh, by the way,
for prison reform. So yeah, that would be. But basically, you know, what Kaepernick is out to promote himself, and as I was saying at the end of the break, it worked. Because of the fact that the mainstream media and their allies that are in Hollywood and some allies in the corporate world just love to virtue signal, much like Gillette did,
right.
Nike awarded Kaepernick this signature advertising campaign, which involved a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
So Kaepernick hangs over the Super Bowl, kind of like a cloud, and so in a way, for Gladys Knight to actually issue a statement like this, saying that what she wants to do is restore the dignity of the national anthem, and she wants to separate any kind of protest from that wonderful ceremony. And look, if there's anything that showed unity of people, it was this visible, beautiful image of the national anthem being sung and the athletes standing and showing their reverence and all of the fans in the stadium standing up in silence and sometimes jets going overhead, but that we all agree that we love this nation, that we care about its value. And so that was an inappropriate, completely wrong forum for protest. And unfortunately, some of the players got sucked into it and wanted to emulate Kaepernick, and that almost destroyed the NFL in the process.
Exactly. Well, the whole idea, James, of e pluribus unum, you know, from many comes one. What is it? What is the one thing that pulls us together but our patriotism, but our love for America, this ideal? And you go in and attack the ideal of America, not saying that we're perfect. Certainly, you know, we've got things to learn. We're humanoids. We make our mistakes. But we've got to at least hold on to the ideal of what the American flag, you know, what the national anthem represents, do we not? Otherwise, we blow up the whole concept altogether.
Well, exactly. Exactly. I mean, the idea of having the common creed of a nation is terribly important. And that's what this ceremony represents for all the fans. So I think when Gladys Knight does this, when she goes out and sings this after she's issued the statement, I think it's going to be like a tonic. It's going to be like a healing. And she's the perfect. Now, some of these millennials who are attacking her, they don't realize what a superstar Gladys Knight is.
Mm-hmm.
That her group, Gladys Knight and the Pips, spanned three decades.
Right.
She started, you know, she came to fame when she was 7 years old.
Right.
She won the Ted Mack Original Amateur Hour, which was the first American Idol.
Only a few of us remember Ted Mack's Original Amateur Hour. So
that's great. You got to look in the history books for
right.
that one.
Yeah, Google
She's
it.
An interesting person. She was born a Baptist, went to a Catholic grade school, and when she was an adult, she converted to the Mormon Church. So, and she started won a Grammy for a gospel music choir that she started with the Mormon Church. So she's someone that looks at this through the eyes of faith and through the eyes of a person that came up from nothing and experienced incredible success in this country, which is something that Kaepernick did too.
Exactly.
But he apparently, I think it mainly was a panic that set in his life, and he wanted to stay in the spotlight, which is, it's very hard for people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the virtue signalers are going to regret that they didn't want to perform. And I think Lattice is going to bring some help to the NFL and the Super Bowl by singing this with that spirit that she talked about in her statement.
Right. Well, you know, the issue with Kaepernick, the bottom line, as you mentioned, James, is that if he had the goods and could still deliver, he would be out there on the field. I know the players are kind of, you know, mum over this deal because it's not politically correct to call it for what it is. But the proof is there in the pudding time and again, which is to say that, the NFL have given second, third, fourth chances, you know, to people addicted to drugs, domestic violence issues, other issues that, that they've run into because they look at, like I said, we're human beings. We make mistakes. But the NFL, well, I'll tell you, if you can score a touchdown and you can put points on the board, a lot can be forgiven, whether it's the NFL, any professional sport for that matter.
No, that's exactly right. And if there's anything that is colorblind, it is sport.
Yes.
It has been, obviously it didn't start that way, but that's where we are now. Nobody notices any color. And what they notice is performance. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And people become famous and achieve based on the scoreboard.
Right.
And it is wonderful. Whether you like the Patriots or don't like the Patriots, you've got to hand it to Bill Belichick, and you got to hand it to somebody like Tom Brady,
right,
who's been in the public eye. He's been an extremely famous celebrity, married to a supermodel, and yet he has been a Boy Scout. In the way he conducts himself on and off the field, mm-hmm, is exemplary. And so I think, at the same time as we're looking at people and saying that there's people in the NFL that make mistakes in their personal life, it's nice to know that there's role models out there for kids to look up to.
Well, speaking of Brady, I mean, you know, if you listen at the end of the games recently, I'm not sure I've heard him say this before. I know that he has honored his mother from time to time, but now he's consistently, you know, he just says, hey, look, I love my wife and, you know, my family and that sort of thing. And he really makes room and place in every interview, it seems, here recently after each game in honoring his family. And as you say, as an example to other men and marriages, that's a positive tribute, you know, that's coming from an NFL football player who just won a big game and is going on to another, another possible Super Bowl opportunity.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And he did it again after the AFC championship. That's exactly what he did.
Mm-hmm.
He said exactly what you said. He honored his wife, his family, his mother, his extended family, and that he's at the point, being an old guy for football, what is he 40 or pushing 40?
Yeah.
He understands what the things that matter most.
Mm-hmm.
And he expresses that. Yeah, that's a good thing to celebrate. It's going to be no matter what, it's going to be a great game, I'm sure.
It will be, and hopefully, with Gladys Knight there, that she is the healing balm for our culture, if even for a Super Bowl game, that she can offer. Go ahead.
Her nickname is the Empress of Soul.
Mm.
So I'm hoping that, and she, for good reason, because mm-hmm, she really is probably right now, you know, Aretha passed away.
Yes.
She is the preeminent female soul singer, and she's just an extremely likable person. I feel sad for people that are trying to take her down.
Right, exactly.
It's really lame.
No, you're exactly right. Well, Super Bowl 53 coming February the 3rd in Hotlanta, Georgia. Los Angeles Rams against the New England Patriots. And, of course, it'll all begin, with Gladys Knight, without the Pips, but Gladys Knight and the Star-Spangled Banner. Should be a lot of fun, James, I'm telling you.
Yeah, sounds great to me. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm right with you, buddy. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
More than 234,000 people in the U.S. will be diagnosed with lung cancer this year. That's about 640 people per day. It's not an easy journey, but treatment options are much better than they used to be. Research shows that lung cancer is not just one disease. Doctors can now test for genetic mutations in many lung cancer tumors and potentially prescribe targeted treatments that are more likely to work for certain types of lung cancer. The epidermal growth factor receptor mutation, or EGFR mutation, is often associated with non-small cell lung cancer. If you or a loved one is recently diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic lung cancer, it's important to get a full diagnosis with tumor mutation testing. Know your mutation status before starting therapy, and talk to your doctor about treatments for your specific type of lung cancer. For more information, visit www.lvng.com. This message is brought to you by AstraZeneca.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the partial federal government shutdown continues, FBI officials are saying a lack of money is compromising some major investigations. Top Coast Guard officials are expressing dismay that their personnel are not being paid. And though Democrats are sure to make sure they don't pass, the White House is still pushing the Senate to act on the president's proposal that could end the shutdown. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says,
the plan that the president laid out has come from a number of meetings that the president's had with both Republicans and Democrats. The plan includes things that Democrats have specifically said they wanted to see, things we know that they want.
Los Angeles public school teachers going back to the classrooms today, ending a strike after an overwhelming approval of the agreement it reached with the school district. The teachers get a 3% raise this year and a 3% retroactive pay hike. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Just like that, we're back with you, America. Good to have you with us. Hey, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Always love to hear from you, okay? Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to take a look at the top artificial intelligence achievements of 2018 and three big predictions for 2019. Artificial intelligence was once a topic debated among academics, but now it's changing the way business works and the way consumers interact with the world. IBM Research just issued a recap of the top papers it published in 2018, many of which contributed to what are being identified as this year's top 10 achievements in AI. These include AI's new abilities to debate humans on complex topics while limiting the influence of emotion, bias, and ambiguity. Bring art and science together to develop new novel fragrances that have never been smelled before. Imagine that. Detect unconscious bias in training data and models used in the workplace. The evolution of artificial intelligence is expected to skyrocket even further in 2019 with what IBM Research calls broad artificial intelligence or broad AI. So you're going to be hearing a lot more about broad AI. Dario Gill is with us, the Chief Operating Officer and Vice President of Quantum and AI IBM Research. Dario, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Dario, how has artificial intelligence changed in 2018?
AI has really come into our lives in 2018, and we're now seeing it embodied in smart speakers that are able to detect and understand some portions of our speech, and, you know, we can give it commands and it gives us answers. We've seen AI now be embodied in, you know, intelligent driver assist in our cars, and in the future we're going to see it fully embodied in self-driving cars. We're seeing AI apply in the medical domain to interpret medical images and help us with diagnosis. And we're seeing even AI apply to give us better predictions in the field of agriculture. So, you know, if we step back for a second, what we have seen is AI, which has been a source of fascination, right, for many decades, and it's been the source of infinite number of movies and advances and as a scientific discipline on its own right since the 1950s, that a narrow form of AI has really begun to work and is now becoming more and more available into our lives. It's still some time away between before we get to a general form of AI like we humans possess, but we're also going to begin to see an inflection point between this narrow AI and a broader form of AI.
Okay. And how is it affecting the daily lives of, you know, regular people like you and me?
It is affecting because AI now is becoming part of our consumer products. Whether you're using a recommender system when you're doing online streaming and you want to watch a movie, or, you know, a social network, or like I said before, smart speakers, or more and more features in our cars, and it's going to affect our professional lives too. In the field of medicine, we're going to see AI beginning to impact how we get diagnosed or treated, or how, for example, drugs are tested so that they can become available and more effective when they get deployed for people. So it's going to be such a foundational technology, kind of like the internet. The internet at the beginning was just about browsing a few pages and digesting some content. And now it is the source of commerce and business and entertainment. And we're going to see AI to be equally pervasive, like the internet.
Well, Dario, we touched a little bit on the top artificial intelligence achievements of 2018. What do you say?
The biggest breakthrough is, in our view, it's been a project that we have been incubating for the last 6 years. And that is, we have built an AI system that is capable of engaging with humans in a full life debate. So think about the contrast between a smart speaker where you just issue a command and hopefully it gives you an answer. Now we're talking about a system that we can give it a topic that we want to debate, a controversial topic, and is capable of generating essentially what is a well-written essay, a four-minute delivered speech in favor or against the argument that we're debating. Now, the human that is debating against it, let's say we're debating how to subsidize space exploration, the human that's debating will deliver their own opening argument, 4 minutes, and the system has to be listening to the entire 4 minutes of the human and construct automatically a rebuttal against what the human said. So think about that. From just one sentence, which is emotion, you got to generate essentially a 10 minutes of speech and forms of interaction that drive listening comprehension. That is a big, big leap and a big, big achievement compared to what you can do with very simple command-driven systems.
And what was IBM Research's role in many of those achievements?
Well, we've been a pioneer of artificial intelligence for many, many decades with seminal advances. I mean, if you look at, like, even the very term machine learning, which is the core of AI, was coined by an IBMer. We've done seminal contributions of building, you know, systems that competed against chess and played on Jeopardy and now debate. We make foundational advancements on the algorithmic level, and then we also embody them through IBM and our partners in actual applications so that they can impact the lives and the professional advancement of many industries, like in medicine or in the industrial sector or financial services and so on. So we're engaging the whole stack, from inventing the algorithms to imagining what's possible to applying them to the end use cases in industry.
We're talking with Dr. Dario Gil, Chief Operating Officer and Vice President of Quantum and AI, Artificial Intelligence, IBM Research. Let me go back and redo that again. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. We're talking with Dr. Dario Gil, the Chief Operating Officer and Vice President of Quantum and AI, Artificial Intelligence, IBM Research, a global organization with over 3,000 researchers across 12 laboratories on six continents that is advancing the frontiers of information technology. Well, Dr. Gil, it was so exciting to understand and appreciate these great AI achievements in 2018. It really puts us on the edge of our seat for what we can look forward to in 2019.
In 19, there's three areas that I would recommend to watch out and look out for. One, trusted AI. The idea of trusted AI will take center stage. Why? Because if AI is going to be in our lives and we're going to use it more and more to make important decisions and recommendations, we have to trust how it was trained, that it's secure, that it's explainable, and that we can audit it as it makes those decisions. The second is that AI, while it's very good at doing pattern recognition and correlations, we're going to want AI that gives us causal explanations. So tell us the cause of why this happened and not just that something was correlated to something else. And the third area is we're going to see two scientific disciplines begin to overlap and explore new areas, and that is the field of quantum computing and the field of artificial intelligence. And quantum as a scientific area, it may give us some novel and interesting ways to, in the future, create more powerful AI.
And finally, Dr. Gil, the last question, where can our audience go for more information?
You can learn a lot more at research.ibm.com, and you can learn about Project Debater and quantum computing and the key achievements in 2018, as well as predictions for 2019.
Our thanks to Dario Gil, Chief Operating Officer and Vice President of Quantum and AI, IBM Research. Dr. Gil, thank you so much for being with us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906.
800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Norman Rogers is with us, a retired physicist and author of Dumb Energy, a critique of wind and solar energy. Norman, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy to be here.
Well, you write that the U.S. Defense Department has issued a dire report on how climate change could affect the nation's armed forces and security, saying even more so than, ISIS or, any other existential threat, Russia or China, but it's all about climate change. What's going on here?
Well, it seems like the climate change people have even infiltrated the military.
Well,
it's ridiculous, you know, that climate change is not a threat to the military.
Right. I mean, the thing is that this whole issue, and we've discussed it with many experts such as yourself, Norman, that, that here it is. I mean, even recently they said, oh, we made a mistake. You know, we got our math wrong. But yet, climate change continues to be something to be seriously considered. If not, you're invalidated and you're out of the parade.
Yeah, it has all the earmarks of a very fanatical movement.
Mm-hmm.
The climate change has its roots in the economics of science. Mm-hmm. If a scientist's group of scientists predict a disaster, they get a lot of attention, a lot of money. So it creates a kind of an evolutionary system where you get these groups of scientists who get onto a good thing, and they write it for all it's worth. And unfortunately, scientists perhaps have a little more credibility than they really deserve, so people believe it. But there's massive evidence that the climate change scenario is overblown.
But meanwhile, we're affording a lot of money, whether it's in grants, and now, as you say, the military, if the military, with all their funding, starts diverting funds to chase this windmill like Don Quixote, we're in trouble here.
Yeah, I really don't. I really think they're someone in the Pentagon is just doing this to for political reasons. I don't think the military is going to really spend a lot of money on climate change things.
Well, but the problem is, Norman, as you know, is that you start getting some sort of general consensus, kind of like, what they used to say, the head of the Sierra Club, quoted that infamous mantra that, 95% of the scientists agree. And I said, that's impossible. You can't get 95% of the scientists to agree that the sky is blue. How are you going to get them to agree on this?
Well, they don't agree. There are thousands of scientists who disagree.
Right.
And that 95% is just a phony figure.
Right. But yet what happens in our institutions like academia, if you don't go along to get along, they're going to find a way to, get you off, off the campus because you have no say, no voice, and, tenure or no tenure, we're going to get you out of here.
That's absolutely correct. The biggest sin that a scientist or an academic can commit is getting between Washington and between the money coming from Washington and his institution. The money counts for everything. So only very brave scientists are going to dispute climate change if they're an institution that's getting a lot of money from it. That's why most of the skeptics aren't really from mainstream climate science. They usually come from other related fields like, say, physics or geology.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no young climate scientists who are dissenters, because if they were a young climate scientist, they would be out of climate science because they depend on, mm-hmm. the promotion and everything from their elders.
Exactly. Well, they've been conditioned, and this is the situation that has occurred. And you think of all disciplines, science, that is, the continuum of why, asking questions and, pursuing the law. I mean, I thought it was quite dangerous when our former president at one point said that, climate change, global warming is a fact. Well, that's not even a scientific term. And, it's just, but they put it out there. And if those things are repeated enough, the everyday citizen begins to believe that, we've got trouble here in River City.
Yeah. Although fortunately, I think the general public is onto them. There are polls that show that there's a great deal of skepticism among the general public with regard to global warming and climate change.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the unfortunate thing is, I think, in a general context, because when you do some of this polling, it of course, as we know, it depends on the question that's asked. I think most people believe that we should be responsible stewards of the planet. But if it's to the point of where we want to make wholesale changes based on faulty evidence, that's a problem. Because you do have, whether it's the United Nations, the Paris Accords, other international institutions, and of course, we know how much that's worth, especially when they want the United States paying for everything and taking the biggest hits, right?
This isn't the first time this sort of thing has happened. Back in 1970, they banned DDT,
mm-hmm.
and there wasn't really good science behind that ban, and as a result, some 2 million children in Africa died of malaria. Mm-hmm. Now the World Health Organization has unbanned DDT, and they're using it again, and it's very effective for combating malaria.
Mm-hmm.
It's still banned in the United States, of course.
Right.
We had acid rain in the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
You could read in the New York Times editorial that all the crops were going to fail, the forests were going to die. Nothing like that happened. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And these hysterical causes kind of peter out after a while. I think the same thing will happen with the global warming.
Mm-hmm.
The globe is failing to warm. It's not meeting the goals that are set by the scientists and the models.
Right.
So there's no increase in hurricanes. There's no increase in much of anything. The idea that forest fires are caused by global warming is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I think we shouldn't become too alarmed by it. It is one of the things that it's kind of a fad, and
right.
And we hope that it dies after a while.
Well, we can only hope so, because meanwhile, we spent a lot of money, good money, to pursue this windmill, like I say, like Don Quixote, half crazed, trying to, convince ourselves, but yet the facts are empirical. you know, these changes aren't happening. I mean, the thing that amazes me, Norman, is a guy like Al Gore, who comes out with a movie, he wins, you know, an Oscar and all this other celebrity and everything. But there's no there. I mean, what did he talk about in the movie that has been realized that would offer any kind of credibility for his position?
Yeah, the movie was full of scientific errors, but it was very professionally done. Mm-hmm. And convinced people who really didn't know the facts.
Right. Well, and you know, it was frightening. But, you know, here it is. You know, the sky's falling. And guess what? Sky didn't fall. And, you know, we were supposed to be overrun by water. You know, half of the world was supposed to be annihilated by now. And it didn't happen. So, how much credibility do you have? So it surprises me, like you say. I mean, I'm like you, waiting for this thing to just to die out and, you know, go away. But meanwhile, we're pursuing these things that are very costly and potentially, you know, could be life threatening because of some of the decisions that are made. Certainly they're life altering, you know, for people in academia who have lost their tenure, who have been kicked out, that are no longer, you know, that yet, you know, quality professors in institutions that are kicked out of the party because they see this for what it is. You know, as you write, you say wind and solar energy have negative economic value. But, you know, you understand that. I understand it, but a lot of people are still not quite, you know, seeing this.
Yeah. I mean, wind and solar are just money down the drain. It's mm-hmm. They're completely useless. I've written a book about it called Dumb Energy.
Right.
What can you do? You can try to get the truth out there. But remember, there are a lot of people who are making money off wind and solar.
Exactly.
Even the utilities. The utilities, you know, their land profits are based on how much investment they have. So they're actually quite willing to build useless wind and solar plants because it allows them to make more profits.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that people do that which they get rewarded for. So their motivation is there, as you've cited. But at the end of the day, why isn't there a sobering voice that, you know, brings a bottom line to all this so that, you know, it pulls back the shroud of mystery and you know, putting the thumb on a scale and trying to present something as though it is when we know it's not?
Well, there are sobering voices. You know, unfortunately, sensationalism sells and reason doesn't sell as well. Mm-hmm. So the hysterics get most of the publicity and most of the attention from the media. Mm-hmm. And the many scientists who are skeptical about the whole climate change thing, their voices are kind of drowned out.
Yeah.
And for some reason, this climate change thing is very attractive to the left.
Right.
And they push it very hard.
Well, they definitely got a lot of space and time under the Obama administration, not so much with Trump. And so, you know, maybe there's some drawdown there and some sobriety that's coming as a result of this administration. But there's no doubt, you know, they're not going to go away easy, regardless of, you know, what errors are being exposed and how the truth is countering, you know, their delusion.
Yeah. One thing will happen is we'll get something new. For instance, acidification of the oceans, that's one of the new things.
Right.
Even ridiculous things like the oceans are filling up with plastic.
Yes,
you know,
right.
That's getting quite a bit of traction. So if something new that's a little shinier and more attractive comes up, it'll eventually displace the global warming thing.
Norman Rogers has been our guest, retired physicist, author of Dumb Energy, A Critique of Wind and Solar Energy. Norman, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers.